guys, welcome back. I'm so excited because I have two founders of an incredible nonprofit called Kind, Lauren Paul and Molly Thompson. Thank you so much for stopping by. You guys are incredible. What you've done to help prevent bullying and educate young people in schools all about kindness. So tell me how Kind got started.
Yeah, so we started Kind Campaign 10 years ago now. Is that insane?
It's been crazy. A decade.
We both had experiences with bullying, mine being in middle school, Molly's in high school. I think everyone listening has probably experienced this in your own way at some point in your life. And so it was just this thing of just wondering why this mean, competitive thing between girls was almost accepted as this rite of passage and wanting to change that conversation. So it actually started with a documentary that the two of us made. We started production on that actually while we were still in college. And then from there, it just kind of blew up into this thing that we had no idea what it was going to turn into, the nonprofit and school programs. And so we travel the world now and do assemblies in schools and have Kind Clubs. We have around 600 active Kind Clubs around the world. Kind Campaign assemblies actually take place now almost every day of the school year around the globe. So it's grown every year, and we just feel really proud and excited to have really been on the forefront of this conversation and to still be talking about it now.
And you are about to hit your 500th school talk. How does that feel?
Yes, that's so surreal. Like Lauren said, we just came across our 10-year anniversary. And yes, next week we kick off our 15th Founders Tour. And the second assembly of tour is our 500th assembly. And it's so surreal to think about. But it also just, I think, continues to inspire us, the girls that we meet. And so we're so excited for this upcoming tour and all of the girls that we're about to meet in all of these schools all over North America. And yeah, it's just really exciting and something that we're both really proud of.
And for those of you listening who don't know, you guys put these talks on completely for free. So yeah, there is a place where people can submit to have you guys come and speak, correct?
Yeah. Actually wanted to clarify. So the 500th assembly is just ones that Molly and I have done ourselves. Yeah. Like I said, Kind Campaign assemblies take place throughout the whole school year, and those can be led by faculty members. We have an ambassador volunteer program if you're interested in volunteering and spreading the programming. And so just Kind Campaign assemblies led by other people can take place at any point. And we provide schools with all the materials and activities. And yes, it's all free of charge. We're so proud to be able to say that. That was kind of our dream from day one, to be able to do that. And thanks to fundraising efforts and donors along the way, we've been able to provide it free of charge for the last like four or five years now.
Yeah, since 2013.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll be able to provide it free of charge indefinitely.
It's phenomenal. What is the most difficult part about running a nonprofit? Because it looks so great and all of your guys' social media is so on point, but I bet at the beginning it wasn't that easy.
Yes, I love that question. That's a great question. It's funny to look back when we started this, and there were so many times where we looked at each other and we were like, what are we going to do? You know, we don't have funding for this, or how do you even start a nonprofit? Like Lauren mentioned, this started with the idea for a documentary. We were, you know, wanting to shoot a film, and we typed into Google, how do you start a nonprofit? Because we had no idea really what we were doing at the time. But we were passionate and we had a drive and we were motivated, and it took a lot of hard work and sleepless nights of, you know, getting this thing up and running. But whenever we did come up against a roadblock, because like you mentioned, you know, there are difficult things that take place, whether it's funding or figuring out how to navigate, you know, a road trip across the country or getting into schools. Whenever we came across those roadblocks, we just kind of took a beat and looked at each other and thought through different options of, okay, what if we try this, or what if we try this? And we just never took no for an answer, and we always looked for alternative ways to get to the solution or outcome that we were hoping for.
That is the most important thing, is never taking no for an answer. Yes. All the time. That's so important. So thank you for mentioning that. So when you go into these schools, is there one topic that you're finding young kids are dealing with the most, especially girls? Like, is it bullying? Is it a range of other things that are even in the media, social media, and, you know, mental health?
Yeah. So, you know, our programming is focused on bullying between girls, and so that's, you know, the bulk of what we're talking about. But obviously, when you open that space and create that vulnerable space for girls to share, we hear about so many different things that girls are going through. Divorce at home, abuse, just, you know, any range of things that you can imagine. And, you know, at the end of the day, we all have a story. We're all struggling with something. And I think being able to
hear about other things that your peers are going through really kind of humanizes your school community, which is such a beautiful thing. But you mentioned social media, and I think that's really something that is such an important thing to talk about. And, you know, the types of things that we witness girls go through and put each other through those devices is heartbreaking. You know, I think it's a relatively new space for all of us, adults as well. And so it's this place where, you know, I think there needs to be more conversation about how to appropriately treat each other and work within that space, and how to represent yourself as well, remembering that, you know, when you put something out there, it's there forever. And, you know, the way you treat someone online, you need to think of it as if you're sitting in front of them face to face, looking at them in the eyes. I think when we do it through a phone or a computer, it's easy to not think about the human on the other side of it. But it hurts just as much. And so, yeah, that's, you know, such a complicated space that, you know, we really dive into during our assemblies that, you know, I think there's these light bulb moments that go on for these girls just realizing, yeah, you know, that's just because it's through a device doesn't mean it's not real for the other person. So yeah.
For those who are listening and might be struggling with bullying in person or on social media, what's your one piece of advice for how to get through that difficult time?
Yeah, I think we have a couple, if that's okay. I'll mention one. Maybe Lauren can chime in with one. One thing that it's so important to remember, like you mentioned, you know, anyone in school going through this. I remember when I was going through this my junior year of high school, what I was experiencing felt like my entire world. It felt like those hallways that I was walking through, I was never going to make it out of those hallways, and I didn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. And so that amplified all of the feelings that I was having and the loneliness that I was experiencing. And so I think it's so important to remember that this is just one chapter of your life. If you're listening and you're going through something difficult, whether it be related to bullying or something else at home, this is just one chapter, and you have so many, you know, beautiful things ahead of you. And people that you'll meet that, you know, are living somewhere else in the country or somewhere else in the world, even, that you're going to meet and have things in common with and become friends with. And I think just to remember that and to gain that perspective is so important because, again, it seems like this might be it for you, but just hold on because it really does get better.
Mm. What have you guys done over the past few months or participated in besides these phenomenal school talks that have really gotten both of you out of your comfort zone? It can be small or big.
Out of your comfort zone. I like that.
Does it have to be Kind Campaign related?
It can be personal related.
Okay. Well, we're both relatively new moms.
Ah,
so that's a big new space.
Learning experience, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Well, and I guess actually something to bring it back to Kind Campaign is bringing our kids on the road with us now is just a whole new world. You know, we started this again 10 years ago. We were 21 years old, just like fresh out of school, doing our thing with, you know, just our own well-being in mind. Now we're going on the road thinking about all the logistics of speaking and, you know, traveling and all that, and then also taking care of our families, bringing them with us, which...
That's fearless.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, totally. Thank you.
It's a lot
of work. But I think, if anything, it's just another reminder that, like we were saying earlier, you just do what you got to do and you figure out a solution to things that come up, and it's been challenging at times, but... It's been also really special for the two of us kind of being in that chapter together and navigating those waters, you know, as friends and as partners and figuring out, you know, how do we make this work? How do we do what we love and stay passionate about the work that we do while also being committed to our families? So it's been a really cool thing to experience.
Yeah, that's great. I just have a few questions left. So what, now that I know that you guys are both moms, which I definitely saw on your Instagram, so what and how will you advise your kids as they get older when bullying starts, if it does, when they're in middle school or high school?
Mm. I love that. It's something that, you know... I feel like we probably both have given a lot of thought to, because this is something, you know, we're going and we're talking to other girls and kids for a living. And then now that we have our own little ones, something I think that is so important that I hope to pass on to my little ones is that, you know, as Kind Campaign, we're not suggesting that everything is going to be perfect all of the time, that there won't be issues or conflicts that arise within friendships or relationships, because that's a part of life and those things do happen. And I think it's important to know that and be aware of that and be prepared to navigate that. And so something that I hope to pass on to them, and it's something that we talk about in our assemblies with the girls, is that if something does arise, to simply go directly to the person that you might be having a conflict with and have a conversation about what's going on. I think oftentimes, especially, you know, I remember in middle school and high school, when something's going on with a peer, instead of going to that person and talking directly to them, we would go to a friend of ours and they would go to another friend, and then the rumor mill would start and then the whole thing would blow up, and you oftentimes would forget what the issue was, you know, at the beginning of the conflict. And so you can delete all of the drama that oftentimes comes along with these things by simply going and having a conversation and being open and honest with that and working through that and coming to a resolution and then putting those negative experiences behind you. And if a conversation seems scary, you know, writing a letter, just really, I hope to pass on tools to my kids and then, you know, what we do through Kind Campaign so that when these things do arise, they feel equipped to handle them.
I wanted to quickly just add to, and going back to what you were asking earlier about advice for girls, just how important it is to ask for help when mm-hmm. you need it. I think a lot of times we get scared maybe to open up to our parents about what's going on because we're worried about, you know, that festering the issue rather than helping it. And I think back on my experience in middle school, and I really didn't share what I was going through with my parents, and it really put me into a dark place. And I wish so badly that I could go back in time and open up to my parents, or if it's not your parents, you know, a teacher or a counselor at school. They're there to help you, and they've had experiences too, maybe some things in common with you even. And, you know, people need help sometimes. And adults really do have the tools and the resources to be a listening ear, maybe to get you the help that you need. And I think that's just something that's really important. And I hope that my children feel, you know, comfortable enough to go to the adults in their lives, obviously my husband and I, but then, you know, other people as well, to talk about things and get the help that they need when they do.
It's really about just creating a safe space and community. Mm-hmm, totally. What about in terms of running a nonprofit? Do you have one piece of advice for any kids or people who are listening who might want to start their own?
Oh, yeah. I love that. Well, I'm speaking to our own experience, so this might not apply to you, but for us, I really, you know, we love working with each other. So maybe finding a friend who has similar interests and doing this with someone next to you. You know, some people might advise you not to go into business with a friend. We've found it to be the most fruitful, amazing mm-hmm. thing, because we're able to, you know, lean on each other and have this friendship through our business. And we both have different strengths that we bring to the table. And I really think two heads are better than one. And if you do that, just remembering that communicating is so important. Mm-hmm. Just to talk about things, you know, you're definitely going to run into awkward situations and things where you might not be on the same page, but to be able to feel comfortable and respectful of each other, to put everything out on the table, to hear each other out, to have that respect for one another. And I really think if you keep open lines of communication, you can do anything with anyone.
What's the long-term goal for Kind? You guys have been around 10 years, but where would you like to see yourself in 10 more years?
Oh my goodness. I love that question, because, you know, it's crazy again to think back on where we started. And from the beginning, we had so many dreams and goals and ideas. And, again, I think we both feel really proud to look back, because all of those dreams and goals, you know, we've been working at for the last 10 years, and I think we'll be continuing to do that over the next 10 years. We're constantly coming up with new ideas. And so really it's just kind of running to keep up with those. And, I think our main long-term goal is just to get Kind Campaign programming into as many schools as possible all over the world. Like Lauren mentioned, we've covered a lot of ground already, and we're so proud that our programming is free of charge. And so just really getting those resources and the assemblies and the Kind Club curriculums into the hands of schools all over the world, because we have seen and witnessed this program and starting this conversation change and save lives in schools. And our hope is that every school would implement Kind Campaign programming.
Where can everyone find out more about Kind Campaign, buy some of this cool jewelry you were talking about before? How awesome. I love this line that I saw.
Yeah, the Zoe Chico line.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're interested in following along on our journey or bringing any of our school programs into your community, you can go to kindcampaign.com or follow us online or follow us on social at kindcampaign.
Well, thank you guys so much for stopping by and for being so fearless, and keep living fearlessly, because what you guys are doing is incredible. And make sure those of you who are listening to check them out and also take both of their advice about reaching out for help, because that's so important and it's not talked about enough. So thank you guys. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much for having us. Bye.